There is rising risk of contagion in India and SQO's banking sector, with many finance companies having lost more than half of their equity value in the past year, rating agencies Standard & Poor's and SQO's said on Wednesday. India and SQO's non-banking finance companies, or more popularly AndLTQO, shadow banks and RQO, went into a tailspin after the collapse of infrastructure lending behemoth Infrastructure Leasing and Financial Services, EL and AMP's, collapsed in September last year. The financial companies in India are among the largest borrowers, and a substantial part of their funding comes from banks. The Reserve Bank of India has been closely monitoring the top 50 non-banking finance companies to ascertain if there is any rising systemic risk, with more such institutions having failed over the last year, including housing finance major Dewan Housing Finance Limited, DWNH.NS. AndLTQO, the failure of any large non-banking financial company, NBFC, or housing finance company, HFC, may deliver a solvency shock to lenders, and RQO's and AMP's economists wrote in a research report. AndLTQO, given the seriousness of such risks, we expect the Indian government to support systemically important institutions that get into trouble, and RQO. The rating agency, however, expects the government to support the banks directly rather than the finance companies. Other sectors such as real estate, small to mid-sized banks with large exposure to these shadow banks, and also some private banks who have bought portfolios from these finance companies looking to liquidate assets, could face increased challenges. S&AMP, however, said it does not expect contagion to affect state-run banks despite their weaknesses, as people draw comfort from their state ownership and the repeated demonstrations of government support for these institutions, mostly through regular capital infusions. Impact on and NBFC banks. Fitch Ratings, in a separate research note, also highlighted that the banking sector would be dealt a significant setback from the systemic stress being seen in the NBFCs. The tough market environment is likely to persist in the near term and test the resiliency of NBFCs, they said. AndLTQO, we estimate that the scenario would leave banks with an aggregate shortfall of $10 billion to meet regulatory minimums, and $50 billion below the level that we believe would provide an adequate buffer, AndLTQO, Fitch economists wrote in the note. Fitch estimates that the banking system and SQO's gross non-performing loans ratio would rise to 11.6% by FY21 from 9.3% at FY19, compared with their baseline expectation of a decline to 8.2%. AndLTQO, we would expect the recovery process to become even more protracted in such a difficult environment, although banks would resort to writing off some of the legacy bad loans in order to manage their NPL stock, AndLTQO, Fitch added.